And I'm going to talk with Jim Jr. now about something that's unfolding that could have a interesting prophetic significance. Hey, Jim, how you doing, buddy?
Doing great, Dad. How are you doing?
I'm doing so very well. We talk on the road most of the time when we're traveling, you one way, me the other way. But it's good to be able to have you on the broadcast today. I know that when you take the tours to Israel, one of your favorite spots is to go down to Qumran. That's the location where they found the Dead Sea Scrolls. And stand there at that particular location, looking out across the flats there at the Dead Sea. And you talk about what is going on in the Dead Sea, what the potential at the Dead Sea might be as well. This week, there was an article coming from Jordan that they are going to move ahead with the Red Dead Project. The Red Dead Project. Well, just tell us, what is the Red Dead Project, Jim?
Dad, the Red Dead Project, and this was a project that we have had a personal interest in. We knew a man, Shorty Yeaworth, who had worked with the Jordanian government back in the 1990s, who worked on this project. This is a project that will bring salt water from the Red Sea and take it 141 miles all the way up to the Dead Sea to help in the stopping the shortage of water in the Dead Sea that's been going on now for the last 20 years.
Well, you made an interesting statement. Take it up to the Dead Sea. Now, geographically, that's true because it's coming from the south to the north. Level-wise, as it relates to the lowest spots on the face of the earth, the Dead Sea, 1,300 feet below sea level, and the Red Sea at about sea level, so they can actually put a pipe or a conduit there at the Red Sea, and the water will be forced down as it goes down in elevation to the Dead Sea with the purpose, as you said, of refilling the Dead Sea. It's evaporating because of the sun and because of the lowest part of the face of the earth and actually not really active as the Dead Sea would indicate. That's part of the problem, isn't it?
It sure is. In the last 20 years, the main source for water for the Dead Sea has been the Jordan River. Over the last 20 years, because Israel, Jordan, and Syria, three main countries in that area that are siphoning off the water because at the dry, arid land, water is such a special commodity that now these three countries have dammed it up, are siphoning the water off for drinking purposes, for farming purposes. That has cut the water flow in a significant amount, almost by 90% of the water that flows into the Dead Sea. And pretty much now the water that flows into the Dead Sea, besides the water during the rainy seasons up in Jerusalem that flows down through the hills, and we've seen that happen as it comes down through. But mainly the water that flows into the Dead Sea is more of the brackish or the used water that flows, that runs off of after it's been used in agricultural purposes and watering the crops. So there's been a shortage. In fact, the Dead Sea is shrinking about 3 feet a year with the sun being the lowest spot on the earth at 1,500 feet below sea level. And with the lack of water flowing into the Dead Sea, it is increasingly shrinking.
Well, this Red Dead Project would help cure that particular problem. Howbeit, the Bible tells us in the book of Ezekiel, chapters 47 and 48, water will flow out of the Temple Mount area down to the Dead Sea and make it a freshwater lake. It's a saltwater lake right now, seven times salter than any ocean on the face of the earth. This is going to harm tourism. It's going to harm the potash industry, which produces, of course, fertilizer. Somebody told me, and see if you agree, Jim, that enough potash to make fertilizer in the Dead Sea, probably to fertilize the entire world for the next 200 years without running out. Is that pretty much correct?
That is correct. That, in fact, there are two commodities that come out of potash. That would be fertilizer and ammunition. Potash is used in ammunition. So this is a very valuable commodity to both Israel and Jordan in the Mideast.
Well, I've got to ask you one more question, though, because I know when you speak to our tour groups, and that's always my day off. I do not go down to the Dead Sea. I've been there, done that. And I'm sure everybody loves taking a dip, and I was going to say swim, but you can't swim in the Dead Sea. It's so tense with that salt water. But one of the things you talk about is the possibility of gold and silver in the Dead Sea. Talk to me about that.
In this process, and especially when they're talking about the Red Dead Project, or Israel had a project that's not really feasible, monetarily wise, but they had the Dead Med project, which they were going to bring salt water from the Mediterranean. You talk about the gold and silver that possibly could come out of this. For the since the beginning of creation, this being the lowest spot on the earth, water has been flowing down into the Dead Sea. Scientists tell us, and I'm not a son of a scientist, I'm not even a scientist, but scientists tell us that in this process, 1,500 feet below sea level, the Dead Sea itself goes down another 1,300 feet. In this process, the goop that's on the bottom of the Dead Sea has more gold and silver in that goop that could take care of every national debt of every country of the world. In this process of bringing water from the Red Sea to the Dead Sea, it will create an electrical current where they can separate the gold and silver from the goop that's on the bottom of the Dead Sea.
Wow. That seems to go along with that passage in Ezekiel, talking about the fact that that may be that attraction to the rest of the world, especially to the Islamic world, as they gather a group of nations, form a coalition to attack the Jewish state, gold and silver, possibly, in the Dead Sea. And this Red Dead Project may enhance the opportunity to retrieving that gold and silver. Jim, this is a very important report. Thank you much, buddy, for giving it to us. And again, let's remind everybody that when you lead the trip to Israel, you take them to the Dead Sea area and you stand there right where they can come better to an understanding of what we've been talking about, do you not? And tell us the dates on that tour.
October 9th through the 22nd, Dad. It's a great time. That's our desert day when we go down to Qumran. And then we also take that time to go float in the Dead Sea.
Jim, thank you so very much for this important report. Appreciate it. We need to stay on top of it, son. Keep focused on the Red Dead Project and give us the progressive reports along the way, if you will.
I will, Dad.